Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4, 18 and 19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome once again to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. This is Pastor Holmes, your host. And as always, I praise and thank God for being back amongst my listening audience once again as we study together the Word of God. We're going through the Book of Acts, which is the barometer I use to see how our churches are doing, mine in particular, because I'm the shepherd of my church. And I use the Book of Acts to make sure that we are doing church according to the fivefold ministry that God has laid out in the Book of Acts, and that we are on the mission that Jesus left for His church to perform. But as always, let us first approach the throne of grace. Father God, we come again this day with humbled hearts and bowed heads, thanking You for all that You do. We pray now, Father, for our listening audience. We pray for this, for myself, Lord, as I teach this word. We ask, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit would just anoint us, that we might get a greater understanding, because the more we recognize and realize who You are, the greater we grow in our faith. We thank You, Lord, for blessing us. We ask this all in Jesus' name, for His name's sake. Amen. All right, we're going to pick it up at about, verse 21 of the ninth chapter of the Book of Acts. Brother Saul, who had a divine encounter with the living God through a bright light, was blinded. A man named Ananias was given a vision to go see Paul. Paul was given a vision that a man named Ananias was coming to visit him, and that the scales would be removed from his eyes. Just imagine the brokenness and the trembling and the stricken and apprehensive heart of Saul as he stayed 3 days in total blindness. The Bible says he did not eat or drink for those 3 days. He desperately needed a touch from the Lord. He needed somebody to lead, guide him, and direct him. And God sent Ananias to do so. And when Ananias visited Paul, his eyes were open, the scales fell from his eyes. In a weakened condition because of not eating or drinking for the 3 days, the Bible says that Saul did take meat and was strengthened, and immediately went into the synagogues and began to preach Christ. This very Christ that he tried to destroy, this very Christ that he tried to stamp out, now Saul understood the truth. And it says, straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Now verse 21, where we pick up today. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is this not he that destroyed them which called on a name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound into the chief priests? But Saul increased more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. Now, what does it mean that he gained in strength? When you and I walk in spiritual truths and we study the Word of God, we grow stronger and stronger in our faith because God keeps on revealing more and more into our hearts. God's total Word has been revealed in His Bible, but for you and I, we have to grow in grace. And as we grow in grace, we understand more and more the divine plan that God has for His church and the people of His church. Therefore, we do grow stronger in our faith. We want to do what Jesus did. We want to fulfill His mission on this earth by the spreading of the gospel, because Jesus said, behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we need to make sure that we preach nothing other than Christ, Him and Him crucified, buried, resurrected, and risen. I'm sorry to say this, and I might get in a little trouble with some of my listeners, but today I feel we preach too much of a social gospel. We tune in on the social ills of the world. And that's what I call and consider putting the cart before the horse. What do I mean by that? Well, you cannot fix social ills, but what we can do is preach Jesus to change the hearts and minds of people. And when the hearts and minds of people are changed, then the society will change. Amen. Let me move on. Verse 23, and after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying a weight was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Now, anytime you preach Christ, anytime I preach Christ, anytime we preach Christ, there will be some malefactors that will hate us for what we do. And so, therefore, we should not be taken by surprise when we have those enemies of God come up against us, but we need to be prepared. And Saul obviously was prepared because it says the disciples in verse 25, then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. So in other words, Saul now escapes with his life. He goes on to Jerusalem. He decides and purposes in his heart that he's going to join the disciples there at Jerusalem. But the disciples at Jerusalem still understand that this is Saul. This is the one that was trying to persecute them. This is the one that had gained paperwork to put them in prison. And now they feel that he's just coming in a ruse trying to trick them. So when they speak openly about Jesus Christ, he's going to entrap them in a snare. But look what God does. But verse 27 says, but Barnabas, the son of encouragement, took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached the boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So God had Barnabas on standby, if you will, and Barnabas witnessed the preaching of Saul, understood that Saul understood that Jesus is the Son of God and henceforth the living Messiah. And so Barnabas stood in front of all the disciples and said, look, brethren, you do not have to be afraid of this man, because this man now is purporting the truth, because he now recognizes the truth and believes the truth and operates in the truth. Verse 28, and he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they were about to slay him, which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Verse 31. Then the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. When we do what God would have us to do, when we preach the gospel as God would have us to preach, then the churches will be edified. Verse 32, and it came to pass, as Peter had passed throughout all the quarters, he came down also to the saints which were at Lydda, and he found a certain man named Ananias, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick with palsy. Now we see that the account changes from Saul back to Peter again. And Peter, we know, was committed to the Lord's mission. Peter was to be the apostle to the Jews. Therefore, it was Peter's duty to reach out to Jewish believers wherever they were. They were now scattered all over Palestine because of the persecution of the church. Peter had passed through all quarters, that is, Judea, Galilee, and Samaria. He preached the gospel to the lost, and Peter was faithful to his calling. Now at Lydda, there are two things that we need to know about the city. And this is my note from the Preacher's Sermon Outline Bible. So the city was placed where the power of Christ could be demonstrated, and it was an important commercial city. It was also a city that had saints living therein. By the blessing of the upright, city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Proverbs 11 and 11. Let's pick it up in verse 34. And Peter said unto him, Ananias, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed, and take thy bed. And he arose immediately. Now, we see Peter come into the life of someone who was in a hopeless situation. He's in a situation where he is tragically paralyzed, bedridden for 8 years, unable to arise out of bed, unable to walk, unable to wash himself, unable to dress himself, unable to feed himself, unable to take care of his own personal needs, unable to move himself. And my brothers and sisters, I have to tell you a quick story about a good friend of mine, my best friend. We grew up together, known each other since we were 3 years old. He is now suffering with ALS back in New York. He can no longer feed himself, dress himself, turn himself, or do any of the things that you and I take for granted. Not only am I praying for him, but I'm praying that his faith becomes stronger and stronger in the Lord. Because when people move into that position and become in that hopeless state, then they will deteriorate very rapidly. And many times God allows us to come across these situations that we can give hope to the hopeless. Now, Peter comes across this man and says, "Arise and make thy bed." And he rose immediately because he said, "Jesus Christ maketh thee whole." Now, one of the things we have to recognize and realize about Peter's statement is that Peter didn't preach himself. He didn't say, "God gave me the power." He didn't say, "I am a man of God sent on a mission by God." Peter just said, "Jesus Christ maketh thee whole." Because our God is a jealous God, and he does not share his authority with anybody. I know we have the authority in Christ as believers, so don't get me wrong. But what I'm here to tell you is that many times people make it sound as if they are so close to God, it's them that has an audience with God to get God to do things for them. But I'm here to tell you, when you look in the Bible, for all those who have performed the miracles of the Bible, they did not take any credit for anything that only God could do. Now, this man had been on his back for 8 years, paralyzed, could not move. And yet all Peter did was come in and say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, be made whole." And immediately he got up out of his bed. He went from a hopeless condition to a praising position. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that's exciting and good news. Well, the clock on the wall says I need to wind this program down once again, but please tune in again next week or visit us on the web at www.smbcmesa.org or come by and visit us for Sunday school at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, worship service at 11, midweek Bible studies on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. May the Lord bless you and keep you is my prayer. Pray for me as I pray for you. Please tune in again next week. Take care and God bless you.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. And it's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school, 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.